Welcome to Kupuna Wiki, Hawaii's senior resource, the radio show that helps you find answers on important topics like finances, senior housing, estate planning, real estate, health, and much more. Now let's join Kupuna Wiki hosts Brandon Lau and Andrew Leon.
Aloha and welcome to the Kupuna Wiki radio show. This week we have a special episode on hurricane preparedness, and in studio we have Dennis Wong, who is a faculty member at the University of Hawaii Sea Grant College Program and lead author of Homeowner's Handbook to prepare for Natural Hazards. Kupuna Wiki is Hawaii's senior resource. We talk to the best local professionals in the state regarding topics such as real estate, senior housing, estate planning, finance, and health, so that our kupuna families can find the best resources in the midst of a life transition. We strive to make sure our seniors are informed and supported every step of the way. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Brandon Lau.
And I'm Andrew Leong,
your host for the Kupuna Wiki radio show.
If you missed any of our shows on air, the Kupuna Wiki radio show is available as a podcast and can be found on both Spotify and Apple for your listening pleasure. Our title sponsor for today is Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors, providing you with the best real estate information so you can make the most informed decisions. As they like to say, real estate is about choice. To contact them, call 753-9033.
And now we have our real estate tip of the week brought to you by Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors.
Our pets play an important role in our lives. In many cases, it determines where we can and cannot move. Oftentimes, community associations will have strict rules on ownerships of pets in their buildings. As surprising as it sounds, not everyone is an animal lover. Fortunately, the Hawaiian Humane Society has published an easy-to-access list of all the pet-friendly buildings on the island.
For more information on pet-friendly communities or buildings in your neighborhood, contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors at 753-9033. Well, again, today we have the pleasure of speaking with Dennis Wong, who is a faculty member at the University of Hawaii Sea Grant College Program and also lead author for Homeowner's Handbook to Prepare for Natural Disasters, and it's in its fourth edition. Welcome, Dennis.
Well, thank you, Brandon and Jeff. It's good to be back here.
Yeah, yes. We always enjoy having you on the show, especially when it's so timely as in hurricane season, right?
Yes.
We just had a close call with Douglas, and now we're kind of breathing a sigh of relief. Although we're in this pandemic season, you know, we still want to be cautious of what could come up, right?
Yes.
So we love your handbook because it's chock full information. And although we can't visually show it to all of our listeners right now, we can at least give them a taste for what's in here and all the great information that you provided. But first of all, Dennis, maybe you can share with us a little bit of your background, how you became a faculty member at the UHT Grant College Program, and how it came about that you are the lead author for the Homeowner's Handbook.
Okay, well, I was originally from New York. I came here to Hawaii for graduate school, mm-hmm. and I got my master's degree in marine geology and geophysics.
Okay.
And I did a master's thesis that on the shoreline, the coastline, that had a lot of legal issues, and I wound up then going to law school in Houston.
Okay.
And then I came, but my goal was always to come back to Hawaii because that was my true love, Hawaii.
Right.
And after I got back, I worked combining my science and law background so that people could plan better how to deal with natural hazards.
So you have a law degree that you received first?
No, a graduate degree.
Graduate degree.
Geology and geophysics.
Got it. Okay.
So the first book I wrote with Sea Grant was in 2005, and it had to do with dealing with coastal hazards in the development process. Mm. So it was really a combination of science and the law. The science was understanding the hazards, and the law was understanding the development, the best hazards in the development process.
Right.
And then prepare for natural hazards. It was the first book. But Hawaii was the first one to develop one.
Right.
Now we're in the fourth edition. It's gone through 10 print runs with 100,000 copies.
Wow.
And it's been modified for 11 states and countries now.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And so basically this is obviously funded by the University of Hawaii and Sea Grant College Program.
Right.
But they make this available as community service to whoever needs it.
That's right. It's a free book.
Right.
It's available online as a free PDF. Mm-hmm. Just Google University of Hawaii Sea Grant College Program, and you'll get to their web page, and there's a download. There'll be a download link for the book, you know, with other information and resources. And normally we do have a fair number of printed copies, but mm-hmm. with COVID, we've been having a difficulty. Normally we participate in maybe 20 emergency fairs and workshops a year, but with COVID, because of social distancing, we haven't been able to do that. But now, instead, we've been doing a lot of virtual webinars, and in a way, we're almost reaching more people now than when we were doing prior to COVID. Prior to COVID. Yeah.
How can somebody access your webinar?
Let's see. So we do. I would say that probably the easiest way is to follow, you know, social media, like say the Department of Emergency Management for the city or the University of Hawaii Sea Grant, because we do have announcements when the events occur. In fact, just 6 days ago, we had a webinar, and we had 287 registrants. Combination of insurance agents and community members. It was designed for the insurance agents, but we invited the community also. And our next one is actually coming up, I think it's the 25th. It's for Manoa, and actually if people go to the Be Ready Manoa, their website, it's Be Ready Manoa, and they'll see the announcement for it. It's going to be a Zoom webinar.
Okay, but otherwise, I guess if they wanted to go back to the University of Hawaii Sea Grant College website, they'll get other information about these different webinars. That's wonderful. Yeah. Well, you know, as also licensed real estate professionals, your title is very dear to our heart because it says Homeowner's Handbook.
Yes.
So we're encouraging homeownership here.
Okay,
just kidding.
Yeah,
but you know, you have on the back of this, and it's a beautiful book. I mean, you have a reference for six different criteria. You have tsunamis, hurricanes, earthquakes, floods, volcanoes, climate change, and of course, you know, near and dear to our hearts right now are hurricanes because we're in hurricane season. So let me ask you this question, Dennis.
Sure.
On a scale of 1 to 10. How would you rate Hawaii's preparedness for hurricanes?
Okay. I would, and this is not very, it's not like I've done a survey today for this, but I would have to give our community a 5.
Right,
I think
now.
They've done, they're right in the middle. They've done a lot, but there's a lot more they could do.
Right.
And in terms of like some of the simple things, knowing the risk, you need to know your risk. You need to know where the hazard zones are and what the risk of a hurricane is. That they're pretty good at. And most people do have their emergency supplies, their 14 days of non-perishable food and water.
We know how to drive to Sam's Club and Costco and get our toilet paper.
Yeah, but what I encourage people to do is, when I say prepare, is that when there's an event, like a watch or a warning, people do not need to go to the store for their supplies or for gas. I mean, it should already be there. It's so, for instance, before hurricane season, when COVID hit, everyone went to the stores. But if they had their supplies already, they wouldn't have needed to. And after hurricane season's over in November, they should still have their supplies handy. It should be always replenished, always there. So, you know, after hurricane season's over, who knows, there may be another COVID spike again, and then they'll need it.
So what you're saying, Dennis, is if we have to be prompted by a special alert that something is going to happen, a natural disaster or something, And if we don't have the supplies, then we're already too late.
Well,
we should have it already.
You should have it already.
Right.
You may be able to get it because for a hurricane, you know, you'll have some warning. But here's why I give the community a five, I would say. They've moved along, but there are two things that I think they need to really improve on.
Right.
And one is they need to have an evacuation plan where they know where they're going to go during an event, you know, and it's a matter of knowing where the danger zones are, like along the coastline, if there's going to be a flooding or storm surge. And also they need to know if their house is strong enough for the wind,
right?
Because there's going to be a triple threat from the hurricane.
Right.
And then the other thing they need to do is try and strengthen your house.
Mm-hmm.
There are some simple measures in the book. It's not that hard to do.
Right.
Like the first thing we recommend is people install hurricane clips for those houses that don't have them.
Right.
And on Oahu, it's houses built before 1988.
Mm-hmm.
They generally don't have hurricane clips. Mm-hmm. After Eva in 82,
right.
They changed the building code and they required them. So houses after 88 and 89, they'll probably have them. But and the hurricane clip is very important because it helps keep the roof on the wall,
mm-hmm.
prevents it from flying off.
Right.
So it's not that expensive to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's the material. If you're handy, you could do it for around $300.
Wow.
And if you need to hire a licensed contractor, it's probably under $2,000. But with discounts, you may be able to get discounts on your hurricane insurance, and then the payback could be maybe 7 years or 8 years or so.
So Dennis, what I'm hearing is that aside from being ready with supplies, we need to improve our emergency evacuation procedures.
Right.
And also improve the way that we make our houses and our structures stronger.
Yes.
In the case of a hurricane. And you just recommended a real simple but effective way. Hey, get hurricane clips.
Yeah.
Right. Well, Dennis, I want to talk more about ways that we can be prepared and also some of your thoughts on what would have happened if Douglas actually did hit our islands. So we'll hear more from Dennis Wong right after this commercial break.
Okay.
We'll be back with more Kupuna Wiki right after this.
Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors assists clients in buying and selling their homes by striving to create an easy and seamless transition. With multiple awards spanning most transactions of the year, Client Service Award, and being in the top 100 realtors, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with excellent service and care when making a major life decision. Over the years, their agents have greatly enjoyed serving each and every one of their clients as if they were family. Whether you're a first-time homeowner or a senior, they understand the challenges and complexities of the real estate process and want to help you every step of the way. Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with the most information so you can make the best decision. Because as they like to say, real estate is about choice. Contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors today for a free in-person property valuation by calling 753-9033 or email them clientservice@choicehi.com.
Welcome back to Kupuna Wiki on AM 690, The Answer.
Welcome back. If you just joined us, we have Dennis Wong. He's a faculty at the University of Hawaii Sea Grant and lead author for the Homeowner's Handbook to Prepare for Natural Hazards. And, you know, right before the break, Dennis, you started touching upon what are things that people can do to prepare for, you know, a natural disaster. You mentioned hurricane clips.
Yeah.
What are other things that, you know, people can do?
Okay. There are a lot of different hazards. So, but in terms of retrofitting, first of all, like we do cover a lot of wind for a few reasons. One is a hurricane is our greatest risk. In terms of most people on Oahu, generally most people in Hawaii, the hurricane is the greatest risk.
Mm-hmm.
And then secondly, you know, there's some things you could do for flooding. There's some things you could, but for in terms of wind, there are a lot of like simple things you could do,
mm-hmm.
that are not like major major projects on your house. And so one of them, of course, is the hurricane clip. The other thing is, too, we encourage people to protect their windows. So in the handbook, there's 10 different ways to protect their windows that we have in the book. And there, with the fourth edition, there are a few new ways to protect your windows. The traditional ways with plywood. During Douglas, we saw a lot of people that didn't really weren't doing the right thing. And so we'd have some tips on how to put in plywood, but there's some new things online now. There's polycarbonate material. It's like plywood, but it's just as strong as plywood, but it's lightweight. And in the past, it's been difficult to get a hold of it, but now it's starting to become more and more into Hawaii. So we're seeing a lot of houses using polycarbonate material. And then other common way to protect windows is with hurricane fabric, or there's a little more expensive way, but one that's always in place and effective is impact-resistant windows. Okay.
I'm looking at you because you mentioned boarding up the windows or, you know, installing, you know, the boards on there. But, you know, I'm thinking back to the days in the years ago where folks actually used tape. You know, how is that method? Is that still...
Okay, I'm glad you raised that question because I was about to go into the things that I saw that were wrong. Okay, so one is, you know, you commonly will see a lot of people tape their windows.
Right.
We don't encourage people to tape their windows because the real reason to protect your windows is you want to hold the envelope of the window because when there's a hurricane, there's going to be windborne debris. And if it impacts your window and it breaks, then the wind's going to come in and it's going to cause internal pressurization and blow put more pressure on your roof for it to blow off. So tape is not going to hold that envelope, okay? The other thing with tape is instead of, like, a lot of little pieces breaking and possibly injuring people, there's going to be large pieces of glass flying around and breaking. And then the other thing is it gives people a false sense of security.
Right.
And the last thing is it's a lot of people we see put up tape. I've gone by some houses like 2 weeks after Douglas, and they still have the tape on their windows. It's and the longer it stays on there, the more difficult it is to take it off. And it could be really a problem. Here's some other things we saw. We saw people protecting their windows with oriented strand board, OSB. I'm not sure if you know what that is, but it's a type of wood. It's not as strong as plywood, so you got to use plywood, not OSB.
Right.
And then the other thing we saw a lot is people covering their windows, but they would only cover like maybe the top, and they would leave like gaps like 6 or 8 inches at the bottom or things like that. So you got to cover the entire window. And then here's another last thing. You've got a lot of times people say, well, maybe the system say lane. It's coming from the south, so maybe I'll just protect my south windows. You got to protect the entire envelope. Because you learn, even when we learned with Douglas, it was coming from the east, but the winds for Oahu were going to projected to come from the north and then circle back and come from the south. So when there's a hurricane, you always got to protect the entire envelope of your house.
Hey, Dennis, you know, when Douglas was was approaching, we're going to help our father-in-law put up the plywood, you know, protect his windows. We're just waiting to see if it would increase in wind speed so that we would want to do it. But, you know, there's a lot of kupuna and people who can't lift up these huge plywood boards.
Right.
And that seems to be a barrier to actually implementing that kind of safety procedure. I mean, how do you do it if you don't have that kind of assistance?
Well, yeah. That's all. Even plywood,
right?
It's very. It'd be even for a young couple. It would be very hard to do
it is.
If they tried to do it, like 2 days before, say there's a watch or a warning and it's like 2 days out, it's still very hard for them to do because, one, the supplies may be all gone.
Right.
And then it takes a fair amount of time to cut and prepare the plywood. And I always tell people, you know, it's got to be done like times like now, during good weather. Even during, I do a lot of my home improvements in our house outside of hurricane season.
Right.
Because during hurricane season, it's very difficult. So to do plywood, for instance, it could take an hour to prepare each window. Mm-hmm. So if you have 15 windows, it's a lot. But once it's prepared, it takes me 5 minutes to put up that plywood on the window. You know, when it's prepared properly the way we show in the book, but it's still heavy. So right. For your kapuna, we always tell people, for younger couples, plywood's good because it's cheap,
right?
Readily, and younger couples may not have a lot of your younger homeowners. They may not have a lot of resources financially,
right?
But they probably are capable to put up the material because they're younger and maybe more physically fit. Mm-hmm. And generally, a lot of the older people, I mean, they could still be physically fit,
right?
But they may have more of the resources financially, and then there are other options. So remember, there's 10 different ways to protect your windows. The cheapest and heaviest is plywood. The ones that are more expensive, and even some of these aren't that expensive. The more expensive ones, you know, going all to the very top, impact-resistant windows are always in place.
Right.
So you never have to worry about it being a... So
if you're fortunate enough and you have the resources financially and you don't want to go through this rigmarole of
right. Putting
up wood and composite material, just replace the window with the right type of impact-resistant window.
Yeah. The two extremes are plywood on one end and impact-resistant windows on the other.
Right.
And then there are 8 options in between that
right. In
terms of ease to put up and cost, okay? So some of the things that are fairly reasonable and not that difficult to put up are like the polycarbonate panels we mentioned are lightweight, or a fabric, or and there are a lot of different panel systems that we show in the book.
And Dennis, you know, we also talked a little bit earlier about evacuation procedures. So I guess going with our current situation of COVID and wanting to be socially distanced, what is the protocol now if you need to find shelter in the emergency shelter?
Yeah.
And but you have to socially distance. How do people deal with that?
Well, it's more difficult. And the goal is not to go to the shelter.
Right.
Your shelter is your last resort.
Mm-hmm.
So it's preferable that you could strengthen your house. And there's a table in the book on ability to shelter in place.
Mm-hmm.
Go. And actually, if people just do two simple things, they put their house in good condition and they put the hurricane clips in,
right. That
will prepare them for, you know, most of the situations we're going to need to deal with.
Right.
Okay. So, but if your house is not strong enough, go to your friend's or relative's house or apartment or condo
right. That
is strong enough to deal with it. That's your second choice. And then your third or last choice is to actually go to the emergency shelter. Yeah.
And the
emergency shelter, they will try and keep people socially distanced. And for Douglas, they did develop some procedures. I mean, they would have some screening and temperature checks and things like that. And when people were over a certain temperature, they would send them to another room. But it's really not a good place to be in an emergency shelter.
Mm-hmm.
You're the most comfortable place you'll be is in your home.
Yes.
And that's why it's so important to strengthen your home, because
right. It's
not that hard to do. You know, almost every house can be strengthened.
Mm-hmm.
For a single wall house, we can only strengthen it so much. For a double wall house, we now think that we could strengthen it stronger than houses built under current building codes.
Mm.
So like for a house in 1990, like the two major benchmark years for building codes are 1988 and 95. Mm-hmm. 95 is when they changed the building code again after a NEKI in 92. So even a house, a double wall house built like in the 80s or 90s, we think if we could strengthen it to be just as strong or stronger than a house built in the current building codes. But it takes effort.
Right.
It takes effort. And most, you know, most houses, we encourage people to do small steps at a time. Maybe do something simple every year,
right,
like concentrate on hurricane clips this year. And if you have them, concentrate on your window protection next year and so forth.
And, of course, in your book, Homeowner's Handbook to Prepare for Natural Hazards, you do kind of have like a checklist approach.
Yeah.
To preparing for these different things. And, yeah, I mean, just go through that list, see what you need to do to prepare your home in case you encounter another hurricane.
Yeah.
Knock on wood. Well, Dennis, thank you so much for being on our show. If somebody wanted to, again, find out how to get a copy of this book or see one of your webinars, how can you do that?
Again, just Google the University of Hawaii Sea Grant College Program, and they'll get to the web page, and then they'll get a copy of the book. And if they want to find out about any key webinars, they should go to the University of Hawaii Sea Grant College Program Facebook page, because then they'll we have our communications department has a fairly active social media notice. So if there's major webinars coming on, they'll let the community know.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, we've been talking with Dennis Wong, faculty member at the University of Hawaii Sea Grant College Program and lead author of Homeowner's Handbook to Prepare for Natural Hazards. Dennis, thank you so much for being on our show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Coming up next, we have our Kupuna Wiki Classic Trivia.
We'll be back with more Kupuna Wiki right after this.
Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors assists clients in buying and selling their homes by striving to create an easy and seamless transition. With multiple awards spanning most transactions of the year, Client Service Award, and being in the top 100 realtors, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with excellent service and care when making a major life decision. Over the years, their agents have greatly enjoyed serving each and every one of their clients as if they were family. Whether you're a first-time homeowner or a senior, they understand the challenges and complexities of the real estate process and want to help you every step of the way. Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with the most information so you can make the best decision. Because as they like to say, real estate is about choice. Contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors today for a free in-person property valuation by calling 753-9033 or email them clientservice@choicehi.com.
Have you ever been worried leaving your loved one alone? Whether it be illness, a fall, or just personal safety, the Electronic Caregiver Mobile Medical Alert System with GPS technology will give you that peace of mind. With the simple press of a button, an on-call staff member will be able to locate you and provide expedited help by alerting family or emergency medical services. To learn more about the Electronic Caregiver, call Priscilla Wong at 954-0820 and mention Kupuna Wiki to receive a free gift.
Welcome back to Kupuna Wiki on AM 690, The Answer.
And now we have our Kupuna Wiki Classic Trivia brought to you by Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors.
The first hotel in Waikiki was built in the late 19th century and listed on the National Register of Historic Places. What is the name of this hotel?
For a chance to win a hard copy of the Homeowner's Handbook to Prepare for Natural Hazards, be the first person to call us with the correct answer at 808-792-5188. And I hope you're staying safe during this time as we shelter in place. Remember, if you want to hear past episodes of the Kupuna Wiki radio show, you can go to our website, kupunawiki.com, and you can see bios of our great service providers and find out more information from them as well. So go to kupunawiki.com or call us at 808-792-5188.
Again, we'd like to thank this seven sponsor, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors, providing you with the best real estate information so you can make the most informed decisions. As I like to say, real estate is about choice. To contact them, call 753-9033.
Well, thanks for joining us today on the Kupuna Wiki Radio Show, Hawaii's senior resource. We strive to make sure our seniors are informed and supported every step of the way. Again, I'm Brandon.
And I'm Andrew.
And we'll see you back next time on the Kupuna Wiki Radio Show.
You've been listening to the Kupuna Wiki Radio Program. If you'd like more information about today's topics, please call us at 792-5188. That's 792-5188. Or visit us online at kupunawiki.com. Until next time, aloha.
The preceding program was sponsored by Kupuna Wiki, Hawaii's senior resource.